brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live. It is Monday, the 24th day of January 2011. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. You know, I covered yesterday an incredible story that got into the communist Chinese at the White House dinner, playing one of the most popular communist songs in China since the 50s. It's a song, an anti-American song about the Korean War and the Chinese military shooting down the jackals, which are the Americans. And we've got a China expert, the editor of Epoch Times, joining us. Producers did a great job getting him quickly. He's the editor of their English version. They're published, I don't know, every major city I go to, I see their paper published. New York, Toronto, L.A., Dallas, I see it in Austin. Just an amazing publication I've been a fan of for more than a decade. And Stephen Gregory will be joining us, dealing with Matthew Robertson's article, Chinese Pianist Plays Propaganda Tune at the White House, TheEpochTimes.com. He will be joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour. Very, very important information today with that guest joining us. I'm also on short notice working on getting Tarpley, Watson, Orb, Wayne Madsen on at the start of the next hour briefly, because they really are our in-house experts, especially Tarpley, on all things Russia, dealing with the huge airport bombing that's killed at least 31 people today over there. And, of course, that's the Domodedovo airport in Russia, the largest airport in that nation. Very serious bombing there. Well, we don't know if this is real Muslim terrorist or the equivalent of a four-leaf clover with a unicorn sitting on it. By that, I mean very, very rare, but it's rumored to exist. Somebody claims they saw one sometime in history. The number one suspects are obviously intelligence agencies. We know the Russian government, going back to the czars, before the communists took over in 1917, routinely blew things up to blame it on their enemies. We know it's very suspicious bombings with FSB caught planting bombs in a fourth apartment building in 99. We've covered that in detail, clearly linked to the government as a pretext to have a police state crackdown. And then, of course, we've had some other bombings the last few years that when they fleshed out looked like NATO operations to destabilize Russia. So we don't know. We don't know right now, but we'll continue to look at the earmarks. This could be the U.S. government, NATO, Israel's been caught meddling in and around the borders, of course, with the case in Georgia and also into southern Serbia and Pristina. So right now, I don't know who's behind this. Is it Muslim terrorist? Well, they do exist if it's a woman stabbing 14 people on a bus or somebody suicide bombing themselves. I mean, that stuff does go on in the Middle East, predominantly in areas of Palestine surrounding Israel. But outside of that area, it's very rare for it not to be a staged event. So we're going to be going over that situation as well today. Continuing, we've got a big stack of news of how the government's using the Super Bowl as a end cap or a demonstration of the police state with surveillance aircraft, checkpoints, face scanning, you name it, all being announced on that front. The Drudge Report has given a lot of attention to Eric Blair of the Activist Post, Infowars.com, writing for us. Google seeks to weaken search engine ranking of content farming websites. That means alternative media, period. A way to censor that. That's up on Drudge Report today. Yesterday, he linked to our story dealing with court rules against TSA in Flyer's favor. So getting a lot of the Drudge love today. Appreciate that because I love nothing more than getting the information out. Big news on the economy, our Operation V for Victory, and a lot more coming up.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Hard to believe we're about to elapse and complete the first month of 2011. The English editor of a global newspaper, print newspaper, Stephen Gregory, will be joining us dealing with the incredible article, Chinese Pianist Plays Propaganda Tune at the White House, U.S. Humiliated in Eyes of Chinese by Song Yus to Inspire Anti-Americanism, Celebrating the Killing of U.S. Troops by Regular Chinese Forces During the Korean War. What does this signify? Well, Stephen Gregory is an amazing expert on China, and he's going to be joining us, of course. The Epoch Times is the global newspaper of the Falun Gong, which are a not even really religious Buddhist group, but they follow it as an exercise tenet. And they are warehoused, admittedly, in facilities and their organs harvested because they're so healthy. And in the last 15 years or so, they've been valiantly fighting with the Epoch Times with deep research on China and their history of humiliation even going back to Nixon, the Chinese dictator would only stick their hand out a little bit. Nixon would reach for it. They would say, look, we're humiliating them. Obama bowed last year, this year. They also did the handshake thing again where they don't reach out far, which in Chinese is a big insult. So humiliating our face, just incredible. Can you imagine if the U.S. president brought a pianist along to be there at the communist Chinese headquarters and played an anti-Chinese song? It would be a big deal, but this is all part of the humiliation of the American people. So we're going to be talking to the editor of the Epoch Times coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes from now today. Also, I want to talk a little bit more coming up in the third hour today about what quantitative easing is doing to our economy and the world economy and food riots popping up in every major continent of the world, serious unrest. Global price fears mount. And it says, as food and raw materials prices soar, Europe's central bank head warns of inflation. Really? But our government says there's not an inflation problem, and that back in June of 2009, a year and a half ago or more, that the recession ended. Of course, don't tell that to anybody who actually works in the free market. They'll tell you that's a lie. Every indicator, of course, shows that's a lie. We're going to be discussing that. Quantitative easing causing food prices to skyrocket. This is from Washington's blog, also up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obviously, there has been the horrid bombing in the biggest airport in Russia, the Domodedovo airport, killing at least 31 people. Our prayers go out to them. It's too early to tell right now if this is government-sponsored terror, corporate-sponsored terror, or Chechenian terror, where there actually are some Muslim extremists, and I'm sad to have to announce to you they are NATO-backed as usual, just like they use NATO-backed Muslim terrorists to attack Serbia. I'm not saying Serbia was perfect or angels. I'm not Serb. I'm not Muslim. I'm not Croat. I'm not Albanian. I don't have a dog in the fight. I just go with what the facts are, and it could be the Russians. They've done it before. But we'll see how the Russians play it and how they use it and what key juncture the Russians are at. It doesn't fit in right now in my gut with it being the Russians. It could be. They've done it before. Most major governments do stage terror attacks. It's just a fact. We're going to get Tarpley on today or tomorrow to get his expert view on this. He really is an expert on all things Central Asia and Russia. So we're going to be looking at that. Suicide bomber kills 31 at Russian airport. At least 31 people were killed and more than 100 injured this morning in a suicide bombing at Russia's biggest airport, Russian news agencies reported. Russia's ruble-dominated stock market, the MICEX, fell by nearly 2% following the blast, which ripped through the baggage claim area at Moscow's Domodedovo airport at 13:32 Greenwich Mean Time. I guess that's actually in the afternoon Russia time. Smoke wafted out of the baggage claim area, and people were seen running out of the emergency exits at the airport, local media reported. Funny, we've seen these new video games come out a few months ago that I talked about. In fact, Matt Ryan's in there. He wrote a review of it for Infowars.com. What's the name of that game where the Russian airport gets attacked in a false flag, and you play the Call of Duty? I mean, just incredible. And we said, are we going to see this happen? I mean, sometimes a coincidence is just a coincidence. But when you had Fox News approached by the CIA, not Fox News, Fox TV, 6 months before 9/11, they actually approached them a year before, but 6 months before the piece aired where the government hijacks a passenger jet to fly it in the World Trade Center as a pretext to attack Afghanistan and launch a police state. And in the piece, and we've interviewed members of the Lone Gunman X-Files episode, admitting that CIA routinely approached them about what they wanted to be in the pieces. So we have the fact that it mirrored the attacks and that the government did approach them about placing this on television. You ask why? It's part of the collective unconscious. It's almost a preparing of the public for what is about to come. And the globalists believe it's really a form of mind control, or to use the ancient term, lesser magic, to practice what they're going to do in symbols before they actually carry it out. I don't believe in it. It's total mumbo jumbo. It's crazy, but the globalists certainly do it and believe in it. And, of course, the Lone Gunman piece, and you can just pull up Lone Gunman 9/11 on YouTube and watch all the different pieces. You can buy the DVD at Best Buy. I actually bought the Lone Gunman series just so we'd have it in high quality. The elements of the U.S. anti-terror apparatus hijack the jet by remote control. They send out messages that it's been done by Afghanistan. And then the rest of NORAD stands down because the insiders at the Pentagon tell NORAD and the FAA that it's a drill. And so they stand down. Now, in the show, the hackers on the ground, the good guys, the lone gunman, actually Dean Haglund, the hacker, that's the actor's name, a different name in the show, he is able to hack in and remote control, unlock the remote control that the globalists are using to fly it into the towers. Of course, we know in the real world that didn't happen, and they went on to their destination. And there's literally countless other examples of where they put it out there in your face before they do it. But we don't know exactly what's going on yet with the blast that's rocked Moscow's main airport. But we will continue to break that down. If we can't get Tarpley on short notice popping in, Watson is writing a big article right now on PrisonPlanet.com dealing with all of this. I'm just going to see if it's now gone live yet. No, his article is not out yet there at PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing, here are some of the Prison Planet headlines. The meaning of V, people have asked why we've launched this V for Victory campaign. It's seen staggering success just 2.5 days into it. We'll be breaking that down later. Also, photos show that Chairman Hu's welcome, the Communist Chinese dictator's welcomers, were paid to be there and welcome him. Also, suicide bomber again kills 31 at Russia's biggest airport. That's the report we're getting. Seattle activist wins case against the TSA. Is illegal immigration destroying the Southwest United States? 19 immigration facts that very few people are talking about. That's also up there. And then we have the latest entries in the V for Victory campaign. Folks that are sending those over to our Facebook account, just hundreds and hundreds of them now. Incredible artwork that people are coming up with. They're also coming up with an R for resistance flyer. If you like that better than the V, you're certainly welcome to use any of the great stuff that's being sent over to us. But continuing here with some of the other news, you knew this was going to happen. Three SEIU locals, that's the big union, always caught beating up Tea Partiers. Three SEIU locals, including Chicago chapter, waived from Obamacare requirement. And in this latest move, 25 local chapters in Obama's hometown of Chicago are waived. They don't have to get the government-mandated insurance, just like the first company they did, but 3 months ago was McDonald's, with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of employees. USA Today headlined, McDonald's and 29 other firms given waivers from government health care, from Obamacare. And since then, it's over 500. Last time I sat around and counted them up, and that was months ago. So I don't know how many waivers have been issued. You can go online to the White House links, and they have just hundreds of pages of this stuff. But this is the heart of what tyranny's about. It's about government controlling everything and then enriching their friends. How are you going to compete against a hotel chain that's in your town if you own a family-owned hotel or motel and their employees don't have to get insurance, but all of your employees do? How are you going to compete if you have a hamburger place or a restaurant or a sub shop next door to a McDonald's and their employees don't have to get insurance? And so let's say you're already paying folks $11 an hour. Better than McDonald's, it averaged $8 an hour. It doesn't matter. Now they don't have to have the insurance paid for, so now you've got to pay $5, $6 an hour extra on average, is what it factors out to be, to get that insurance. And so now you got to lay people off. Now you got to increase the price of your sub sandwiches. See how that works? I mean, this is incredible tyranny. And so we're going to continue to discuss that. But I want to get into abortion first and some big developments in Texas and other states on the other side. Then we're going to get into the police state rollout to condition everybody at the Super Bowl. We're going to get into a ton of other important news today. We'll be right back.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live. Many days we do 4 hours, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I got a bunch of economic news, a bunch of internet censorship. Google openly announcing intensified censorship. Drudge Report's got this link today. Very important information. That is all coming up. More on our V for Victory campaign and the amazing feedback I'm getting on that. I'll just tell you now, Travis, one of our IT guys, I've just gone ahead and hired two more people on top of the two we have to accelerate our social network, the redesign of InfoWars, Prison Planet, all the things we're doing. When we put the ad out and hired them, folks didn't know where they were getting hired. And this guy had heard the show off and on in Austin over the years, but, you know, was somewhat of a listener, but not a huge fan. Then he finally told some of his friends this weekend where he works. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we're hanging up V for Victory posters all over the office. And a lot of their friends are doing it. That's great. But we need to get those out on the street poles, out in the public places wherever it's legal and lawful. Of course, you'll see a garage sale sign and nobody pulls it down. And then sometimes when you put it up, they say, oh, it's illegal to hang it in public places in our town. But then we've gone and checked in many areas. It's actually not, especially if they haven't been enforcing it against the dog grooming signs and garage sale signs and cookie sale signs that go up everywhere. Our liberty and our freedom is important, and it's our free speech, and all of America is a free speech zone. All the public commons are a free speech zone. A free speech zone is not in your living room, or if you own a newspaper, it's not, you know, that newspaper is yours. You know, that's not a free speech zone. That's your free speech zone. But when it's public places, it certainly is. So that is coming up as well. I've got a little stack of abortion news here. And I'm going to start getting into this now and get more into it later. But I rarely find myself agreeing with Governor Rick Perry. He's the guy that tried to push through the NAFTA superhighways and the toll roads on 8,000 miles of existing Texas roads. He's the guy that tried to force the Gardasil shots on Texas schoolgirls that they admit doesn't protect you from the papillomavirus that can cause cancer in the cervix and that is very dangerous and has caused a lot of deaths. And that's on record. It caused deaths during the trials and since then. So I'm not a big fan of Rick Perry, but when someone does something right, you've got to give them credit. When Glenn Beck comes out and admits the government wants to reduce world population and gives the documents, got to give him credit. When he talks about the private Federal Reserve taking over America, got to give him credit. They're going in the right direction. And that's because you, their viewers, their listeners, their constituents are demanding it. The system with the Overton window, what is seen as politically acceptable, is trying to do radical things to pull the political debate to the extreme so that things that would have been extreme don't look as extreme because they're pushing for such extreme things on the other end. Well, we're pulling the Overton window of what's politically acceptable back the other way towards constitutional common sense and what this nation was founded on. The system has tried to demonize it. It's tried to make gun ownership look bad. It's tried to make private property look bad. It's tried to make the family look bad with all the dramas and sitcoms. And you see the messages all over TV and all, you know, in the movies and culture. But the point is, we're beginning to win this info war. Every study shows it. If you go back to the time of Roe v. Wade, 1973, the polls were roughly 50-50. Some of the polls leaned towards 55-45, or a little bit more of the population being pro-abortion because it was sold like a human right, like suffrage for women or voting for blacks. Now today, and they run the gamut, but all polls that are scientific show above 60% being against abortion, some over 80%. And every year, the numbers flip towards common sense and pro-life. And so they can yell, they can scream, they can have shows on MTV glorifying abortion all they want. It isn't working. And Rick Perry is doing something I really agree with. I do not like in Travis County, with my office here, having to pay Travis County franchise taxes, which is really a hidden sales tax on businesses, or really a hidden income tax on businesses, and the hospital district tax and the rest of it to make me pay millions of dollars. That is, Austinites have to pay millions of dollars, over $3 million a year total, to pay for abortions. And people are coming from all over the state in the last year to have them here, including late-term abortions. Those are babies that can be adopted up. There's on average a two-year waiting list for them. There are all these big groups that will pay women to have their babies and adopt them, mainly Christian groups. They don't ever tell the women that. They don't tell them that Planned Parenthood was founded to carry out eugenics. We're going to cover this big development with Rick Perry and some other abortion news on the other side. But first, the government and Cass Sunstein have announced the Fairness Doctrine and that we need to give equal time to their position. And so I've decided when we come back, We're going to talk to David Rockefeller's spirit guide and give the soul of the New World Order a little bit of time here on air. So we're going to hear from the other side, equal time, on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Attention, American pigs. Gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, landowners, we have destroyed your families. We have destroyed your moral compass. We have taken your country over. We are the New World Order banking syndicate. Our ally, China, has enslaved and murdered its people by the tens of millions. Soon the forced abortion and the one-child policy that our servant Ted Turner has called for will be upon you. The world government is here. Most of your population has already succumbed to our mind control system. And now we are going to bring in our world government. Keep taking the vaccines. Continue dying from all of the cancer viruses that we add to them. Drink the sodium fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals that we add. There is nothing you can do to the New World Order. There is no way you can stop our globalist takeover. Resistance to us is futile. Turn away from God. There is no God. Give yourself to world government. Only believe in materialism. Fight with your family. Turn in your firearms. Don't spend time with your children. Watch sports and nothing but sports. Take your Prozac. When the school tells you to put your 5-year-old on Ritalin, don't read the insert that it causes their brain to shrink and causes brain damage. Submit to us. It's like easing yourself into a hot bathtub and slitting your wrist. Give in to the new world order. Do not resist. Do not resist. Do not resist. The Federal Reserve is here to help you. Oh, words are dangerous. Don't be angry at your government, amassing giant paramilitary force against you. If you are listening to this transmission, you are not the resistance. You are not the resistance. No, 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 don't resist the resisting.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, there's spare time to David Rockefeller. He wanted the time. Jay Rockefeller's calling for a return to the fairness doctrine. And so we may now, at least a few times a week, try to give them equal time. And that's really what the New World Order wants for all of us. So keep drinking your fluoride water. You heard it directly from the Ninth Circle of Hell, a report from David Rockefeller on what he thinks would be good for this country and the rest of the world. Here's an interesting report dealing with China. General Motors China sales passed U.S. for the first time in history. Well, yeah, part of the stimulus package went to build factories in Brazil and China and Eastern Europe. GM sold more cars in China than the U.S. for the first time. Toyota keeps title for most global sales. We'll be looking at China coming up in T-minus 1 hour in the middle of the next hour. Deep look at China. Continuing here with the good news. So, the polls show it. The numbers of abortions are overall down. The vast majority of citizens now know it is a baby. They know it's alive. You're talking over 90% in major polls that are against late-term or third-trimester abortions, upwards of 80% against all abortion, period. It is incredible. It's used as a contraceptive. Planned Parenthood, of course, was set up by the Rockefeller Foundation on record via Margaret Sanger to, quote, get rid of the undesirables, namely black people. That was their quote. The, quote, social weeds, societal weeds is the precise quote. And 52%, I kept saying 51% and I was corrected, 52% of blacks never make it out of the womb. We're talking close to 20% of whites, Hispanics, never make it out of the womb. It's terrible. Where are the civil rights activists trying to stop this Holocaust? Well, they're the, quote, mainline liberals who are bankrolled by this system. And to be a, quote, liberal, you've got to be pro-abortion. And then once people have had abortions, they tend to psychologically defend the abortion and get very, very mad if you speak out against the abortion. Now, Rick Perry is trying to get the legislature to propose a law here in the second most populous state, also the second largest geographically after Alaska, but the second most populous state with, what, 28 million people, to make it to where you have to get a ultrasound before you have an abortion. And the media is spinning it, claiming, why, an abortion's only $300. That's because it's subsidized by the federal government, state government, and Planned Parenthood. They actually cost about $1,000. That's what ends up the money the abortionists get. It's just you put in your $300 into the kitty. You know, abortion when I was in high school was $300 and still $300 20 years later. But they're trying to spin it. The truth is there are free clinics all over the state of Texas and all over the country where you can get an ultrasound. If you're pregnant, there's also many organizations and governments move to ban the 3D ultrasounds that they have in shopping malls and places, which are like $100 where you get 3D photos of your child. Because when you see their eyelashes, when you see their little fingers, when you see them sucking their thumb, you don't want to kill them. You've now humanized. You know, people got so freaked out in Iraq with the Marines throwing that puppy off the cliff. Because we've lost our empathy for fellow humans, but we haven't seen simulated murders and killings of dogs on television like we've seen humans being simulated killed. So we become desensitized. Our intellects, our psyches, our hearts become hardened, and so many, quote, liberal comedians and social commentators make sickening jokes about abortion. Oh, but then if you make some mild racial statement, you need to be arrested. See, they're there trying to tell you that you can only have the speech that they approve of. So continuing here, we've got to get behind this in the Texas legislature. It's, quote, women's choice, they say, but statistically, and they break this down in different reports, you can just pull up ultrasound reducing number of abortions, and you'll see the studies they've got out worldwide, that when a woman sees that baby, instead of going to the abortion clinic where they claim that they're giving you counseling but push you towards the abortion, remember the famous phone calls a few years ago all over the U.S. where pro-life groups would call up and say, yeah, I want to give $10,000, but I want to make sure it goes to black babies. Can I make sure it only goes to abort black babies? Oh, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. We're with you on that. And then the left covers their hatred of blacks by saying, nobody wants those black babies. Really? My family adopted a so-called minority baby. My parents did. Now, the truth is that the liberals try to keep non-blacks from adopting black children. And that's a big liberal cause celeb by the black activists. Don't let whites adopt blacks. Let us keep our culture. Yeah, let's just go ahead and kill those black babies because we don't want them to actually get along with whitey. We don't want them to get along with what Chris Matthews called crackers. Again, trying to invoke racial division. The truth is there is more than a six-month waiting list out there for disabled black children. Statistically, the most unwanted. There is a six-month waiting list of good, predominantly Christian families who've got giant hearts and souls who want to love those children. There's a close to a year waiting list for mentally retarded and disabled Asian and Hispanic children. And there are blacks, there are whites, there are Hispanics, there are Asians, there are people who want to adopt all those children. There is close to a three-year waiting list for a Caucasian baby. And if that baby is blonde-haired and blue-eyed, you're talking over a four-year waiting list. You can pull those numbers up. If the child has black hair and blue eyes, or black hair and green, the most coveted, you're talking about a five-year waiting list. It's easier to get a liver than it is to get a black-haired, blue-eyed, or green-eyed child. They are an absolute premium, and it has come out, and we had the senator from Georgia on short before she was killed. She was about to break major news, but this has come out in other places, of quotas for children. CPS has quotas, and that's why in so many CPS cases I fought where you'll have black people putting cigarettes out on their kids, you'll have Hispanics doing it, you'll have other people doing it, and the CPS doesn't respond. You see these reports all the time of a 8-year-old black child who weighed 20 pounds and was found in a crib filled with feces dead, or a 6-year-old that weighed 25 pounds found dead. You see those articles all the time. The mother's an admitted crackhead. No one cares about the baby. The CPS doesn't take them because that's a black that should have been aborted to begin with, according to these people. I'm sorry if these are hard truths to hear, but when you see CPS taking a child who's three and falls off the swing and breaks a finger in front of witnesses, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. When you see a family who won't give the vaccines to their newborn, and there's no law to do it, but they take them, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I mean, this is well known. It is worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, I knew so many cheerleaders in high school who went and got abortions, friends of mine who had girlfriends, and they come up with the $300, their parents wouldn't even be told that 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old girls were having abortions multiple times a year. No one told those cheerleaders, hey, have that baby. I guarantee you the parents would have wanted it, the grandparents would have wanted it, but even if they didn't want that cheerleader's baby, nobody told that cheerleader that there were Christian organizations that would pay her over, and that was back then, $100,000 on top of putting them in an apartment if they wanted, paying for everything, and giving them money for 2 years after the child is born for a total of over $150,000. That's why you see these national billboards that show a woman who looks depressed, and it says, pregnant, thinking of an abortion, call us, there's help. There is an alternative. You call, whether you're black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, they will help you have that baby. They will help get that baby into a good family. Don't chop them up. And if you don't like hearing that because you're pro-abortion, face it spiritually. Face it psychologically. You've bought into abortion, you've paid for them, or you got friends that have. Just admit you're wrong. And that is the beginning. That is the beginning of healing, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so I can't tell you how many times I've heard on talk radio, not even on my own show, but also on my own show. I mean, I hear it every few weeks when they're having an abortion discussion. The arrogant, moralizing, fake liberal, 21st century Nazi calls in and says, oh, who's going to adopt these black babies? Who's going to adopt these Hispanic babies? Are you moralizing? They want them dead. They want them chopped up. They want them dead, 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 dead. So, I've also studied this, and you can study this for yourself. In many countries that are even pro-abortion, they still want a sonogram, even though it's not shown to the mother, so they know the position of the baby, of the fetus, and sometimes there's medical complications that could be involved, and so they need to know when they're going in there if they need to, you know, normally they want to do one after as well to make sure everything was cleaned out. Not in the United States, and not in Latin America or Africa. They don't care if something gets left in there. They don't care. They don't tell women that they have a doubling on average. This is conservative. Just pull up studies or abortion cancer studies, and you'll see at least a 50% in uterine. I mean, your body, if the baby needs to die, 99% of the time, and I've talked to medical doctors who deliver babies on this, 99% of the time, if that baby's Down syndrome, or that baby's deformed, or that baby's got problems, your body will shut off, and it's called a miscarriage. Your body, 99% of the time, it's actually almost 100, it's 99 point something, you have to pull it up if you want to see the actual numbers, your body will get rid of it, okay, will get rid of that baby, and then it's not your fault. And then you don't get a massive increase in cancer. You go in to the middle of an incredible biological event with your body building and creating through that placenta a new life form within you. You go in and snuff that out while all the hormones are aligned and everything's operating correctly. And there are many women that get abortion after abortion after abortion. Listen, we tell you that if you've had three consecutive flu shots, it, again, doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. There are scores of mainline studies. Don't believe me? Just search Alzheimer's, flu shot Alzheimer's studies. Don't believe me? Check out all these things I'm telling you. And whether it's sodium fluoride, giving a sevenfold increase in cancer in men, threefold between men and women average together, and that's in the video we put out with mainline U.S. government documents linked under it, that's just a public service announcement. If we come on the air and we break down the fact that abortion more than doubles your chances of uterine cancer, cancer of the uterus, it massively increases cancer of the fallopian tubes, cancer of the ovaries, cancer of the cervix. They don't know why, but it increases cancer of the intestines, of the colon. It's linked to more breast cancer because it causes. That's one of the big confirmed links is breast cancer because they're in a hormone flux connection dealing with metabolic rates with the uterus and the reproductive system. So if you get an abortion and they don't do an ultrasound after it, that's malpractice in Western Europe. I mean, I can't tell you how many women I hear about in the news and how many women I knew. Women who I had, you know, friends who were dating, who would get toxic shock, who would get blood poisoning, who would get flesh-eating bacteria inside of them. Because I don't want to get graphic here, but the doctors get sloppy. And, well, you know what? We're trying to save people here. If they leave an – well, I'm not going to get into it. The doctors are supposed to put everything back together to make sure they got it all. A lot of times they don't. Okay, or they, I'm done talking about it. The point is, this stuff is going on, and there needs to be an ultrasound after the event. Okay, now, Rick Perry, and I've got to salute him, and we'll find out if he thought he had the votes in the House, and if this is a political stunt as he gets ready to run for president. But Perry will push anti-abortion measure. UPI, Texas Governor Rick Perry, said he will introduce emergency legislation requiring women seeking abortions to first get a sonogram of the fetus. Perry, speaking Saturday at the anti-abortion rally in Austin, said the measure would also include the requirement that women listen to the sound of the heartbeat, the Austin American-Statesman reported. It's medically needed to begin with. I don't know if you can make them, because it hadn't been outlawed yet, make them listen to the heartbeat. But there at least needs to be the sonogram. And how about not even make them look at it? They're going to want to look. 99% or more. I mean, I bet 100% are going to want to look at that baby. But just say, oh, you don't need to look if you don't want. We have to do this for medical reasons. And then they're going to want to look. And then they're going to find out the truth. Now, you know what Planned Parenthoods are going to do. They're going to run ultrasounds and other abortuaries, other abortion mills, and not tune it in just right. I've been there for 3 ultrasounds of my children. And you, before they tune it up, you don't see those eyes, those hands, and everything else. So we need to make sure that's something that needs to be checked if this passes, that they tune it. And that they make sure you are seeing the clear image. So we need to get behind this. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. And then some of the latest horror stories just in the last few days with abortuaries. Oh, yeah, these babies are staying alive sometimes for days. And folks are digging them out of the trash cans. And thank God they're still living.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
was a man going round taking names.
Oh, yeah.
And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man
comes around.
This country's being judged right now. You can still repent.
The hairs on your arm will stand up.
All right, so Rick Perry deserves credit. He said, when someone has all the information, the right choice will be made, the choice for life. Perry said to the crowd of between 4,000 and 5,000, that means it was probably 50,000, at the steps of the Capitol. Since 1973, Roe v. Wade, Supreme Court decision, 50 million, 51 plus, 50 million children have lost their chances. That's a catastrophic number, twice the population of the entire state, said Perry. You know, most of them black or Hispanic. Perry also designated for quick approval in the state's legislative session that starting January 11th, a crackdown on sanctuary cities for legal immigrants, stronger property owners' rights, tighter voter identification requirements at the polls. I got to say, I like this whole agenda. I can't believe I'm here agreeing with Rick Perry, but he's really flip-flopped. But he's definitely had a Saul of Tarsus conversion on the road to Damascus, or he's getting prepared to run for president and getting his conservative bona fides in line. But as long as he doesn't sabotage this vote at the last and try to stop it, all I can say is, good. Get behind this big time. Now, this is the type of news that I see constantly and don't even cover here because I don't like getting into it. It's painful to even think about, but we've got to talk about these things. Doctor allegedly killed babies with scissors, and even the New York Times is reporting on this. And it goes on to say the grand jury found that they would reportedly keep babies alive on shelves. And I've seen many other cases that are similar to this. And there's many famous cases where pro-lifers. In fact, we need to interview some of those survivors. They're now full grown, some of them. Dig them out of trash cans in the medical waste bins. I mean, they don't even dismember them in the partial birth abortion. And see, legally, they say as long as the baby has been killed, they take scissors and poke a hole in the back of their head and suck their brains out. I'm sorry, that's how they kill a 8-month-old baby who could be adopted right there. That's how they do it. But if the baby comes all the way out of the womb, all the way out onto the bed, then they legally are supposed to adopt the baby and call the paramedics. It's a total oxymoron of you can kill the baby inside but not on the outside in that third trimester. And so what they do is they put them in cold buckets of water, they put them on shelves, and then when workers freak out by seeing the child dying, they finally have a pang of humanity. When there's people lined up around the block to adopt them, they call the police and these abortuary people go to jail. Well, why are they going to jail for doing something that is legal 2 seconds before? And so there's that report, reportedly of the dead babies and the living babies and the rest of it. Here's another one. This is the New York Times. Squalid abortion clinic escaped state oversight. Well, they let them do whatever they want. And it was a squalid. For years, state health officials missed some unsettling patterns at the three-story brick abortion clinic on Lancaster Avenue. It was always open late, way past the time the pizza place next door closed at midnight. The women who emerged from it, often poor blacks and Hispanics, appeared dazed and in pain and sometimes left in ambulances. The doctor who ran the clinic, Kermit Gosnell, had been sued 15 times for malpractice. Two women died under his care, and it just goes on. I'm not going to read what's in this article. It's too gruesome, but that's the type of stuff we've got here. Let's just stop the abortions, okay? Let's stop them. Let's stop them. Let's educate people and show them what's going on. It's not a right. It's murder, okay? It's murder, certainly in the third trimester. Who can disagree? Let's ban third trimester abortion.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.